Welcome to World Cup 2026 Pulse. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jordan. Momentum just turned into a milestone. FIFA confirmed the attendance record has already been broken. And 9 African nations are into the knockouts. That combo shifts both the sporting narrative and where the money flows.
Let's ground it. Mexico opened the tournament June 11th in Mexico City with a 2-0 win over South Africa. And the group stage wrapped June 28th in Dallas after Austria and Algeria drew 3-3 just past midnight. By late last week, FIFA said total attendance surpassed 3.6 million, topping Qatar 2022's 3.4 million with weeks still to go.
That's massive. But what changes for fans day to day?
2 things. First, host city operations will be stress tested. Harder than planners expected. Entry lines, transit pinch points, and late finishes like that Dallas closer rolling into the next day. Second, demand modeling shifts. We saw earlier concerns about prices, but these crowds suggest the market is clearing via geography and scheduling rather than pure discounts.
You're linking this to what we discussed about broadcast and city economics, right?
Exactly. We talked about Fox's 4K production across all 16 host cities and the projected $17.2 billion GDP bump. This record attendance is the on-the-ground confirmation that the ecosystem, ticketing, lodging, concessions, has real velocity, not just TV eyeballs.
Okay, but on the pitch, Europe and South America still look like the center of gravity.
They do. France cruised with a perfect group stage, and Argentina, Brazil, and Colombia won their groups. Ecuador even upset Germany to sneak through as a third-place side. Yet the story bending the bracket is Africa. 9 of the record 10 African qualifiers made the round of 32. Tunisia's the only one out.
No way, 9? Give me the concrete ties to watch.
Circle Belgium vs. Senegal in Seattle. England vs. DR Congo in Atlanta. Ivory Coast vs. Norway in Dallas. And Argentina vs. Cape Verde in Miami. Also, Morocco meets the Netherlands in Monterey. And remember, Morocco shifted from Walid Regragui to Mohamed Wahbi to be more attack-minded. They started slow, but then hit 4 against Haiti.
That tactical pivot matters. Why does this surge by African teams matter beyond feel-good vibes?
It's structural. A deep run or two converts into kit sales, sponsor attention, and primetime slots. North American diaspora fan bases are showing up in force. And broadcasters love that intensity. If Senegal or Morocco reach the quarters, brands will reallocate activation budgets mid-tournament.
Let's bring it home to the U.S. path. The results are a bit whiplash.
They are. The U.S. beat Paraguay 4-1 at SoFi in Inglewood on June 12th, then Australia 2-0 in Seattle on June 19th, before a 3-2 loss to Turkey back at SoFi on June 25th. Mauricio Pochettino rotated heavily. 9 changes, due to knocks and fatigue, and Christian Pulisic missed 1 game with a lower leg issue.
So, which U.S. shows up in the knockouts?
We'll find out July 1st at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, against Bosnia and Herzegovina. At full throttle, with that partisan crowd, the ceiling looks high. But the rotation exposed depth questions, especially when multiple starters sit. The trade-off is freshness versus cohesion in a single elimination setting.
Following up on our episode about stricter officiating, does the new discipline standard tilt anything here?
It does. With red cards easier to draw in heated confrontations and VAR empowered on set-piece outcomes, composure is equity. The U.S. can't afford emotional spillover in a tight round of 32 tie where one decision flips the match.
All right, Star Watch. Messi looks ageless.
He's leading the golden boot race with 6 from 3. And yes, he's now passed Miroslav Klose's all-time World Cup goal tally. Argentina tops their group, and the bracket keeps the Messi-Cristiano Ronaldo dream finale alive. Argentina and Portugal sit on opposite sides.
That's significant. But there's a catch. Portugal's got to clear Croatia first in Toronto on Thursday, and Spain versus Austria in Los Angeles will shape the other quarter paths.
Exactly. And Colombia, who held off Portugal to win their group, draw Ghana and Kansas City. Those are high-leverage fixtures for viewership spikes. Advertisers price in the possibility of iconic matchups. but they move real budgets only if the stars keep advancing.
Before we move on, run through the early knockout slate so fans can plan.
Monday had Brazil versus Japan in Houston and Germany versus Paraguay in Boston. Netherlands versus Morocco is in Monterrey late. Tuesday brings Ivory Coast versus Norway in Dallas, France versus Sweden in New Jersey, and Mexico versus Ecuador in Mexico City. Wednesday, England versus DR Congo in Atlanta, Belgium versus Senegal in Seattle, and USA versus Bosnia and Herzegovina at Levi's in the Bay Area. Thursday, Spain versus Austria in Los Angeles, Portugal versus Croatia in Toronto, Switzerland versus Algeria in Vancouver. Friday closes with Australia versus Egypt in Dallas, Argentina versus Cape Verde in Miami, and Colombia versus Ghana in Kansas City.
That's a gauntlet. Quick last word on the attendance wave.
It strengthens on-field stakes and off-field economics at the same time. And it's arriving earlier than FIFA forecast.
Here's the single biggest thing to watch. If Senegal or Morocco reach the quarters while European heavyweight falters, it puts those African federations in a stronger commercial position than second-tier UEFA sides, because broadcasters and sponsors will chase the live, advancing storylines. That's leverage born on the pitch.